Blog Talk Radio.
John B. Bring it on here. Let them see it where you come from.
Got his jumping when the clock strikes nine, yeah. With them all stars by his side, cutting up and getting loose, that's just how they ride. Guaranteed to have the hottest talent industry wide. If you say that we ain't brainy, use a goddamn lie. All you gotta do is tune in and see how we rock. With interviews, hottest tunes, breaking music nonstop. Our connect game got long strains, we touching the world. Africa, China, Japan, did I say we touching the world? 8 million strong following this all-star team. Give it raw and uncut, DJ Sean, cut so clean.
We're coming in hot from east to west. Ain't gotta try to shine, cause we the best. Never stress, just fun, enjoy the show. With DJ Sean, got that health and that flow. Cooling on down from north to south. In grind mode, we chill, no doubt. Climbing up this mountain, welcome to the hilltop. Enjoy the view, worldwide, non-stop. the questions, exclusive interviews. Tune on in, got no time to lose. Loosen all up, shaking all them haters off. I already told you that we don't stop.
You ain't gotta ask nobody else, cause no one can do it better. So tell her, get on our level, whatever, in every era. Like clever, feel pressure, no error. Be aggressive, pain of pleasure, no exceptions, not ever, no ever. The songs I get ain't nothing, DJ Sean ain't bluffing. These haters will never touch them, you can hate it or love it. We thugging and get the busting, no deception. Split ass, spot the hilltop, the rest the dead ass. Ties with fake guys and lies, trying to be us. Copy the blueprint,
players
are
not us.
Never was or could be, like DJ Sean said. Told me to cheer, no, I'm dropping the bomb. Sing along my swarm, like killer bees on enemies. Up in the meat, give me only queens and OGs.
I'm a boss,
it's just me and El Capitan. Where it's born, lock it in. When the hilltop is on, the parasites, the clones are written, no to the bone. Old boy, don't say hill shit, more cold than stone. Son of the competition, you about to bet. Winning to the greatest in the business, so settle down, pimp.
Yeah, Hilltop Radio Show. Believe half what you hear and all of what you see, you heard? DJ Sean always plays the music that I like. Always play the music that I like. DJ Sean always plays the music that I like. Always play the music that I like. Yeah.
All right, all right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a special Tuesday night. It's been a long time since I did a show on a Tuesday night, but we got a special, one of the hottest artists in the 90s, and now he's back. He should be with us momentarily. But before we get into the show, man, I got a lot of guests on here. Let me get everybody over here. Double Chocolate, welcome to the show. All right. Miss Sandy, welcome to the show.
What's going on, family?
Letitia, welcome to the show.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for having me.
Antonio Magahai, one of the baddest R&B artists out of Atlanta. Welcome.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that. What's up, everybody? Glad to be on. Glad to be here. Thanks for the invitation, DJ.
Money Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, hey, what's good? What's good, my people? What it is?
Mr. Scrap Iron, welcome to the show.
What's happening, my people?
Get ready to say, where the hell you at?
I'm here, brother. I'm here.
All right, all right. And we got another special guest in the house. Is this Miss Vicky P, the Vicky P Show? No? Who we got here? 7478. Who's that? That's Georgia. Al Davis.
What's up, my brother?
There's Al Davis. Super producer, engineer. Al Davis worked with a lot. Cameo, SOS Band. A lot of the gospel greats. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
662. 656, you guys. Who's this?
That's Mississippi.
Yeah, it's Mississippi.
Hello, this is Antonio's mother.
Oh, okay. All right. Antonio's people's checking in. How you doing tonight? Welcome to the show.
Cool.
All right. All right. Let me just see the number pop up. I think this is, hold on a second, you guys, bear with me. Yeah, this is it, right here. Uh, 702, this John. No, that's, I know who that is. Okay, he's not here yet, but we're still waiting on him to come. Before we get on here, I invited a lot of radio, a lot of people I network in radio. We still got a lot of people that's listening. Antonio, tell a little bit about your radio program, Mandatory Adjustments for the Men, not to be biased.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Mandatory Adjustments is a platform that I've started, where men come together the first and third Mondays of each month via Zoom. Basically just a platform, non-judgmental, safe space for men to come talk about all things men, mental health, what may be going on spiritually and physically, and just, you know, coming together to offer tools and resources in an effort for to be better, you know, as men, for our communities, to be better for our families, and what have you. So that's what Mandatory Adjustments is.
All right. And I'm a part of that as well. It's very educational and challenging for the men that really looking for a challenge. Check it out.
Yep.
I know I'd be saying her show wrong, but I know she's going to correct me. Letitia Dorsey Magaha, she has a show on Wednesday nights. Letitia B Lifestyle Radio. Am I saying that right? I'm saying it wrong.
Oh, you got it right. B.
Oh, wow. Okay.
B Lifestyle. Yeah. B.
Okay.
Lifestyle Radio Wednesday night.
Yeah. What you got going on tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night we have another special guest, Pastor Brian and Crystal Webb. We're going to be talking about, it's Women's History Month, so we're going to be talking about, you know, influential women in people's lives. So come and celebrate women with us tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Another exciting show that, you know, challenges, educational, fun. Get a lot out of it. I've gotten a lot out of it. I'll be wanting part two and part three sometimes of her show. But, It's very,
yeah.
You guys got to tune in, yeah, real talk.
I love it.
Let's see, I think we are live tonight, as always. We're always live. Let me see if this is – 813, this is Tampa, Florida number. John, is you?
No, this is Robin Lynn in Seattle.
Oh, what's up, Robin Lynn? Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
She's the one that's behind getting Hilltop Radio Show and all the shows that are under the umbrella out syndicated to different radio packages out there worldwide. So it's kind of, like I said, Tuesday nights, I'm never on Tuesday nights, so it's kind of, it's kind of odd for me to be on a Tuesday night. If I'm on a Tuesday night, I'm like a guest or something, or just listening to a show or something like that. But yeah, I'm a little off tonight for some reason. But we're here, and Rob, tell everybody a little bit about Vaz Live Radio and what you do for the network.
Oh wow, well, Vibes Live Radio, we play all genres. We've been on the air, I think, 15 years now, and that led to me becoming a producer and syndicating and stuff like that. So we developed I Am Streaming Broadcasting Network, and here we are today. So I'm just real excited about all the great shows and all the great host that we have on the network now. I think you guys are doing a great job. Thank you. Makes my job easy.
All right. And all the way from Alabama, we have Vicky P, and she has a show, an awesome show called the Vicky P Show. Vicky, welcome to the show.
Thank you. And it's called Live with Vicky P. Sean, but it is okay.
Yeah, I told you. I'm hell on names. I'm surprised your sister ain't texted me yet. You know that's not how she says the show. Yeah.
I know, yeah. But it's Live with Vicky P. on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and I have a platform for artists, business owners, entrepreneurs, promoting all of the good stuff. It's always a vibe on Mondays and Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock.
And then we also have our very own Double Chocolate. She has a show on Sunday nights, Love After Dark. Double Chocolate, you want to tell a little bit about your show?
Hey, everybody. My show is on Sunday night. It is Love After Dark, an adult show. I interview local artists in my area and beyond. So this Sunday night, I will have an artist from Baton Rouge. She's like our Teddy P out here. His name is Mr. Laidback, and look, he looks good and he sings good. So y'all make sure y'all tune in. 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, and come get this growl.
I bet you can't do that with peanut butter in your mouth.
I bet you I can. I'm a professional. I can multitask. But watch
video.
My crazy ass go try after a while.
Yep. Yeah. And make sure you do it. Make sure you video it so I can see it.
And we'll.
Sound like shuffling cars.
Yeah. And we have a newest addition to Hilltop Radio show in the All-Stars, Miss Sandy Green. She starts her show. Matter of fact, next week, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Monday.
Yeah, next Monday. Tell us a little bit about what you're bringing to the network, Sandy.
Again, my name is Sandy Green, and I have alopecia, and I'm totally bald from it. So for me, I'm getting together some women that can tell their journey as well as I tell mine. My guest for Monday would be Shatara Clark and Darren McKinley. Darren is an actress and a model, and Shatara is a book writer. And we just, you know, want to hear from women.
So she has Antonio has the men's empowerment, so she has the women's empowerment show. So now we're even.
Yes.
Yeah. And then also, you guys mentioned Mr. Al Davis, Mr. Al B. Davis. He's part of the family. He's a big time producer, engineer, songwriter, artist himself. And Al, appreciate you being here.
Thanks so much. And hello to the family. Hello to my family. And also, Vicky T. Brad Marie and
Robin
Lynn. What's up, guys? That's family.
Hey, Al. Oh, there you go with the purr to get Al. You got the purrs out, boy.
Give the Jesse James his
Jesse
been sleeping on me.
I just want to thank everybody for being a part of the show and everybody else that has radio stations on. We also being heard through a radio station out of Chicago. I can't think of the name of that radio. I know she's going to kick my butt later, but they are listening to the show in Chicago. What? Just a little brief, real quick, before I go into a song, and we get John over. My image back when I created Hilltop was for artists, you know, people that leave an impact in the community, you know, sports, authors, you know, everyday people that work hard. And entrepreneurs that put a lot of stuff that don't get love. And also networking and working with other radio stations that are doing pretty much the same thing that you're doing. Why not bring them on and give them, you know, show them love because we all doing the same thing. It's not about, I said this last week, it's not about, and I'm quite sure, you know, Vicky can attest to this with, you know, her, most of her genre is Southern soul. It's not about who gets who first on the show. It's about advertising that artist and what that artist does for the music and does for the station. It's not a rush or a game just to see, you know, we ain't getting paid by, you know, the government to see how many people we get on the show. We get followed and tune in by the listeners that enjoy what, you know, what we bring to them each and every day. So it's not a game over here. It's about love and showing love to other people when you have a high priority of artists that come, you know, that come through, you know, my network. It's about sharing with everybody. So I just wanted to put that out there. Vicky, anything you want to say? Letitia, Antonio, you guys do the same thing. Anything y'all guys want to say before going to a quick song?
Well, Miss Vicky, I agree with you. And my platform was actually designed for new artists, new businesses, new nonprofit organizations. My goal was not to reach out to, you know, the people that's been in the game for years and years and years. And that's what I've done, along with I've had a lot of big names on there. But that is what my platform is for, the newer artists and the newer businesses and things like that.
Right. Well, Tisha.
That's definitely necessary. That's definitely necessary because we talk a lot about gatekeeping and just kind of, you know, how can somebody get out there if they're not given a chance, you know? So I like that. I appreciate that. That's good.
Antonio.
I just grateful for the opportunity. I resemble the sentiments that my wife just mentioned. You know, the opportunity to have a platform such as this, to avoid the gatekeeper syndrome, so to speak, is awesome. You know what I mean? So I'm just grateful to you and to Vicky for offering an opportunity to people like us to be able to get our creative endeavors out. Yep.
Robin, you want to add on anything, Robin? Because you've worked with, a lot of radio and, push a lot of programs on your network. Anything you want to add to what we're, talking about?
Yeah. I like what was said about the gatekeeping. And, a lot of people that position themselves to be gatekeepers, they really don't have any influence or anything at all. They're just trying to position themselves where they can get in front of you, where they can try to get a service fee or a finder's fee off of you. So don't ever let anyone get between you and the opportunity. Because your gifts make room for you. Your talent make room for you. Okay? And what's for you, those opportunities, trust me, someone's standing in the way and they're having you jump through all the hoops and nothing ever materializes. That's because nothing ever will. Trust your instinct. Trust your gut. Okay? And use your head. That's all.
Awesome. Point blank, she put her foot down with her pinky up. I think we have one more. Brandy, this you, Brandy?
Yes, Chicago. This is.
How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Brandy, tell everybody a little bit about your radio program out in Chicago and the plans that you guys, we talked today, and the plans that what you guys are doing for Chicago and outside of Chicago.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity to share with the rest of the world. We are my friend, that girl Olivia here in Chicago. She's a radio personality already, and she's for the last 5 years she's been working on some of the major radio stations down here. But she decided to surface off and create her own radio station, and that's It For You Radio. And once again, shout out to that girl, Olivia. So what she has decided to do is put together a team, a great team, across the globe, because this will be international radio. We have Kenya. We have, I believe, Atlanta, several other places. But now we also have the wonderful Mr. Sean Fisher down there in Carolina. So we're extremely happy about these new endeavors with these amazing, extraordinary people.
Appreciate that. And it's about growth. It's about artists such as Al, such as Antonio, such as Letitia, even though she doesn't say it much, but she's an artist as well, too. Yeah, I'll put her out there. And Mike and Scrat and... You know, it's about you guys. It's about getting you guys more exposure in other communities and other states and other cities as well, too, instead of everybody, you know, concentrating on, you know, just one set of individuals.
From their own hometown.
Exactly, yeah. So,
right.
I already know Antonio's music is a good fit in Chicago. I know Al's music is a good fit in Chicago because I know their style, and being in the position that I'm in and being a DJ for all these years, you pretty much know whose music goes where it goes and where it needs to go at. And I think I'm very good at that.
You are.
Not very good. I'm very excellent at that. I'll just say it like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, you are. And our strive is to make sure that our babies, and when I say babies, I mean indie artists, are represented and put out there as far as we can possibly take them. Like you said earlier, most cities actually just focus in on their artists, and their cities are the cliques that they actually work with in their cities. We feel like no one's creativity should just be limited to their city or state. So everyone needs to know that the talent is this, wherever it is.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, so
you know,
like I said
earlier,
go ahead, Letitia. I'm sorry, I didn't mean cut you off.
Oh,
go ahead.
I was just gonna say, you know, what's very interesting, as you know, we've been doing this musical journey, and you know, Antonio's music placed several times in the top 10 in the UK. And it's really interesting, the UK, the way that everybody has a shot, you know, they don't gatekeep the music, like, everybody has an opportunity to really be heard overseas. So,
when Vibes Live Radio started, our stream, we originated our stream in London. We sure did for the first 5 years. We sure did. And I want the independent artists to send in their music to vibesliveradio@gmail.com, because Vibes Live Radio has an independent artist rotation every day. Yeah.
But can you said Vice or
Vibes? V like Victor, oh. V-I-B-E-S, mm-hmm. like vibe, like vibrant, vibe,
mm-hmm.
live, radio, at gmail.com. Yeah. Okay.
Thanks
yep.
for that, Robin.
Yeah. So, and especially if you've been a guest on the Hilltop Radio Show or any of those shows, your music, make sure you get all that music over to me too, because those automatically get in rotation, automatically.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
My Cash App. Okay. My Cash App. No,
excellent musical placement.
But see, when you have somebody like Double Chocolate that is always my Cash App, that just sticks in your brain. So it's like when my mom calls me and asks me something, I said, "Mom, my Cash App is." She said, "Boy, you going somewhere with that mess."
I ain't
rubbing up on people.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Pretty soon, I'm going to have him giving out my Cash App. Dollar sign. Number one.
Get that money, baby.
It's a shame when you know your Cash App right on hand, boy. It's like a credit card.
Amen. You better know it.
And every time it goes to Ching, I love it.
See?
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
But see, this is what I was talking about, you know, about, you know, family, you know, bringing other people in, mm-hmm. and having fun and, you know, enjoying an artist that may not have time to be on everybody's show, but bring them on and ask him.
Mm-hmm.
You think that you can, you know, do such and such show, and you know,
right.
9 times out of 10, if they have new music, they're gonna say yeah, because why? We're promoting their music. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So it's a win-win situation for me, because you know, when you have ties to the industry and you can reach out and people reach out to you, such and such. Okay, yeah. So then you know, I think of okay. Let me get the positive people that I network with that next work with me on the show with me, and we can do this all at once. You know, it's just not about me. It's about us. It's we doing this together. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm the only one that gets to jump out the cake buck naked. That's me.
Robin, we got Antonio's parents on the phone now. You know, they're tuned in.
Oh, well, okay. In that case, they can jump too then.
Well, she's not coming back on Hilltop no more.
They can go first.
Al.
That's funny.
Al's up there laughing, y'all. That's what he like, cake. He like that cake.
Al, you like that cake?
I am tired.
Hello?
I'm here.
Mouse calling John. John, is you? I bet you... let me do it this way. Let me play a song, and I'm going to get him on the three-way. And we'll be right back. Let me do this real quick. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just trying to find a quick song. So much damn music up here.
I'm trying to, you know, get my timing just right, you know.
I can sing for y'all.
No, we got plenty of artists on here. Yeah.
What you trying to sing?
Dang.
Here we go. There we go. We'll be right back.
Yo. There comes a time in all of our lives where sometimes we gotta face the music. Sometimes we gotta face that elephant in the room. This is part of my journey. This is part of my story. I want y'all to hear my heart on this one. Let's go.
I remember when everything became a struggle. And deep within I knew that we were in trouble. We can undo what's done but still be left with scars. Let's face the truth, we're better off apart.
Antonio Magahai, one of my favorites from last year, 2023, here on the Hilltop Radio Show. But right now we got the one and only Mr. John B. Welcome to the show. Can you hear us?
Hey, yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
All right. Well, good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, it's an honor to have a legend such as yourself, man, and thank you for taking time out of your schedule and joining us here tonight. And, you know, we're going to be playing your latest song featuring Tank as well.
Oh, nice, man. Yeah.
I have other radio personalities on with us tonight. It's like four other radio stations, and we're all doing this together. And if, you know...
Okay. Well, peace, everybody.
If you feel though that you want to do an interview with them, just let my contact know, and I'll make sure that they get, you know, your information, and they can make that happen for them if you would like that to promote
your
song.
Sure, I would love that. Absolutely, thank you. Yeah, good looking out.
First of
hello,
all, man.
No.
Go ahead, ladies. Go ahead, ladies. The ladies are on here. All the ladies are on here. I know they want to say hi.
Hi.
Oh, wow. Okay. We got a new audience here. All right.
Hello.
All right. John, again, man, thank you, man. Thank you for this, you know, incredible interview and your journey, you know, the journey that you've started. You know, and yeah. I always start off with artists, man. Who is John B?
Oh, man, he's just a guy who really loves music all around. He's a musician, first and foremost, you know, a songwriter. But then also, you know, I'm an emotional guy. I'm a guy who's in touch with his emotions and knows how to express himself, you know, on that level. So, yeah, that's who I believe I am, you know, and a good father, a good husband. I like to believe that as well now, you know, 17 years of marriage and being a father now, you know, my 17-year-old now. So, you know, my 10-year-old, you know, that's probably my, you know, the biggest sort of like medal I can give myself as far or an award or any kind of like real, like something I consider like I'm very proud of in my life is that's probably the most important thing, those things right there, being a husband and being a father, you know what I mean, first and foremost.
Oh, wow, man. We have a, I belong to a men's group on the first Monday of each month, Mandatory Adjustments, and the guy that owns that is on here as well. Man, we would love to have you come on that show and talk about, you know, your marriage for 17 years, man, and how you balance it with, you know, your children, your marriage and your music. We would love for you to, you know, if you could fit that in one time. Yeah, I'm trying to promote you, but yeah, if you know if that can happen. Yeah. So we would love to, you know.
Well, you know that's something I talk about sometimes, you know what I mean? But it's not definitely up for grabs all the time, you know what I mean? But that's primarily what, if you ask me who I am, there it is.
All right. Well, again, this is the Hilltop Radio Show. We got the one and only Mr. John B. is in the house. So, John, I'm going to go ahead and I'm not going to sit on here and ask all the questions, but I do have some questions, and I'll bring it back to me. But we're going to go down the line, and we're going to go with Miss Letitia Dorsey McGuy. Go ahead, Letitia. Anything you want to ask?
Good evening, John. It's such a pleasure to be able to speak to you tonight.
Well, good evening. So good to speak with you. Thank you for taking the
yes.
time. I can hear you. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. My husband and I, who is on the phone, on the call now, we are real fans of yours, you know, been listening since the 90s.
thank you so much.
And super, he played when you came out with your the new single. Last year when you came out with the song, he was like, you know who's still out? Who's back? John B. And we all excited, and we actually have the song in our little personal lovers mix. So
that's beautiful, man. I'm honored, man.
Yeah.
I'm honored to be a part of y'all mix. Thank you.
Oh yeah, it's definitely part of our little mix. But I just want to congratulate you on coming out the gate again with a banger.
Thank you
like
so much.
That is such a banger, and it is such
thank
a treat
you.
To, you know, when you have your favorites from quote back in the day still cranking out hits. And so I just want to congratulate
you, thank you
on a banger.
You're making me smile now, man. That's what's up. I appreciate that. From the heart, man. I appreciate that so much. You know, I always hope that the music resonates the same way with you guys, you know, the fans, the listeners, the way that it does with me, because I know, you know, I wrote the song, you know, and it's different when you write it and you sing it yourself, and it, you know, it comes from a real personal place, you know, so it's
right.
like, it's kind of one of those things when you share it, it's like, all right, you know, get ready to get your heart, you know, messed up if they don't like it. So you better love it, you know what I mean? Because it's got to be able to withstand all the opinions, you know what I mean? And some people like it, some, you know, but I haven't heard nothing negative so far, and
it's
just such a wonderful.
Absolutely a banger.
Thank you. It's so good to be back, I tell you that much.
If somebody has something negative on that song, we got to get sit around and whoop their ass or something like that because they must not listen to it right.
Oh, man. Thank you, bro. Thank you. Thank you.
I have a quick question. Well, maybe it's not a quick answer, but in the span, you know, of time that you've been writing and performing, what's your formula? Like, what is your what's your process?
I guess the process first would be to live the life, you know, live life, which is what's right in front of me, which is like either I'm doing shows or I'm, you know what I mean? If I'm not doing shows, then I'm spending time with my family, put it like that. So it's like it's really all the different parts and nuances of hanging with my family. Sometimes it's all my girls. And then sometimes it's just me and my wife. And when it's just my wife and I, you know, it's a beautiful thing to pull from those moments because those are kind of far and few between. You know, we have so much time we spend with our family and we're so busy all the time that just to get that alone time is real, like, it's a special thing for us. I mean, we always laugh when we go out on dates, you know what I mean? Because we're on a date right now. Yeah, right. You know, she's taking a phone call. She's doing business, you know, because my wife is my manager. So we equally share the responsibility of my career, you know what I mean? If I'm not on stage and it's her that's picking up the slack, we're booking the next flights out for the next show, you know, and all that. So it's a lot of just... You know, it's a lot of work and a lot of business going on. So, yeah, when we get our private time, we get our alone time, it's a beautiful thing. And I think that inspiration really comes from just feeling like, man, I want to write a song. I want to say how I feel right now, you know. And Waiting on You, it came to me because I felt like in my life, like I was getting to a point where I was like a pressure. I was a pressure cooker, you know what I mean? Like I was just doing everything that everybody wanted me to do, you know, showing up to every show and killing it. And then at the same time, going back to my empty room, you know, it kind of gets a little bit, you know, after a while, you kind of get a little tired. You're like, listen, I want to see my wife. I want to go on a vacation. I want whatever, you know. And so Waiting on You is really a symbol of waiting on that special time, waiting on that moment of, you know, of being able to be romantic again. And I know it's coming around, and when it does show up, it's always on time, which is what the song says, you know, it's always on time for me. And if you really love somebody, you'll wait on those moments, you know, even though they might seem like they're far and few between, you know.
Man, that sounds like a book. That sounds like a love book.
Yeah. Sounds amazing.
Right. I could write a book. I'm working on it.
Wow.
Okay.
My songs tend to be a little bit, you know, I go a little bit in, you know, with my feelings, bro. You know.
Hey, man, this is like, I'm going to say something real quick and I'll move on to Antonio. When you mention family, man, I can feel how it lights you up inside.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel your vibe, you know, when you talk about your wife and your kids, man. You know, that's cool coming from, you know, a legend such as yourself, man, that puts family first and then music next, man. I'm truly a fan now, man, because you're doing that.
Thank you, sir.
Because most of them put their music first and then their family. But, you know, you're doing the opposite, man, and you're going to have longevity in this industry, man, even when you're in your 60s and 70s still doing your thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah,
that,
I pray
man.
So, yeah. I appreciate that in the highest. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's that sounds good to me.
Moving on down the line, Antonio, anything you want to ask Mr. John B?
Absolutely. I first just want to say that how much of a pleasure it is to be on the radio talking to what I consider to be R&B royalty. Been a fan of John B since back in the day, one of the baddest male vocalists, I think, in R&B music.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, bro.
It's really very invigorating. Let me use that term to hear another man say, "I'm able to pull from my emotional and vulnerable side when I write music. I quite often have, you know, friends, because I'm actually an artist myself, and I have friends
right
in Atlanta,
on,
in the Atlanta area. Yeah. We talk about, you know, talk about male R&B presence, they male R&B, and one of the things that we talk about that's missing is the ability for men to tap into that, you know, into that vulnerable side, man. So I just want to give you kudos and major props for that,
because
I think that's something that's necessary. And, man, just keep doing your thing, man. You've been very inspirational to me, and you'll continue to be as you continue to move on, bro. So much love.
Hey, man, I'm so glad, man. I appreciate that, man. Thank you so much for those words, bro. Man, and, you know, it's,
yes, sir.
Anytime somebody gets me, like, on a level, like, you know, like, I'm not trying to go outside really too far outside of who I really am. I mean, this is really who I am. These words come from me, you know. So when you heard, like, don't listen to what people say. They don't know about you and me. I wrote those words, you know, and that's a true sentiment for me, you know. Or, you know, if you heard the song, Are You Still Down, like with Tupac, mm-hmm. like, you know, when you hear those lyrics, it's what I'm going through at the time. So it's like verbatim going, like what I'm going through, literally what I'm going through. If I'm going through a breakup, you know what I mean? And I'm feeling like, you know, I haven't seen you in a long time and I want to see you, kind of missing you type of energy. That's Are You Still Down? You know, they don't know what people hating on me and trying to say, you're saying relationships and how to save a relationship from going down due to hearsay, you know. And so all these things have themes behind them, you know, the song. And you know, if I don't feel like if I really lived the song out, like, it would hit the same way. You know, I feel like because I actually live my music, it hits a certain way, you know, and there's a certain authenticity to it that I don't think anybody can really, you can't pick it apart too easy, you know what I mean? Especially when I'm involved with my musical track, too, you know, and producing music, like creating the chords, creating the bass line, creating the real feeling that is the bed for the lyrics and all that to live on top, so... Yeah, it's not just me seeing and all that, you know.
You can feel it. You can feel it, definitely.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Again, again, this is the Hilltop Radio Show. We got a legend, icon, pioneer. I'm giving you flowers now, John, because
brother.
I mean, back in the day when you came out, man, we were like some of the, you know, the DJs. I've been DJing since 1984. And I'm like, I'm like, that brother ain't white. He's light skinned. He got that soul voice.
Yeah,
I got the pad.
All right. I got the pad. I always wanted my music. I always wanted my music to speak louder than my image or anything like that. Just because, you know, I always kind of felt like part of the gang, just part of the whole element of what life, the best things life have to offer. I never felt on the outside, although as an artist, I was made to feel that way early on because they kept reminding me that I was white. You know, you sang pretty good for a white boy, you know. So early on, I took those L's before artists were taking L's like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, artists weren't really taking... Artists don't take L's like that no more. Like, they don't, like, they don't go show up to Breakfast Club radio shows in the morning and be the bunt of the joke for the radio station like I was. Like, you know, in a way where it was like, oh, boy, you sound just like Babyface. And, man, and you're white, too, and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, and just go in on me, man. You know what I mean? I was like, well, yeah, okay, cool. And I had to smile and take it and laugh along and just, you know, and really do my thing for I've been in the game 30 years, man. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So I think when cats just get in the game and they get accepted right away and they, you know, notoriety and tours is doing, you know, I like to believe that I have a lot to do with what broke down the barriers and the doors of you know, in terms of the way people perceive R&B music. Like, you know, I mean, I honestly feel like a trailblazer in my own right because of the fact that I didn't let anybody stop me or deter me from doing me. You know, I'm still R&B. I never crossed over and went pop. You never saw me do a pop record in your life. You know what I mean? And all my collaborations are with hip hop artists and with R&B, real R&B artists. So, and real R&B producers, whatnot. So, I truly am a part of the culture, a part of the R&B lifestyle and everything. And so I feel like nobody really loves it like I do, baby. You know what I'm saying? Straight up and down, like at least in my lane, nobody loves it like me. So, Justin, not from Robin Thicke, not none of them. They don't love it like I do. I'm going to go ahead and get my Cat Williams on right now.
Go ahead. That's pretty amazing. That's nothing but ratings. Go ahead, John. Go ahead.
You
get your Cat Williams on.
The song says they don't know.
He's telling his truth.
Yeah.
All right. And, you know, but my thing is, like, it's love, though, all the way around. You know, I just feel like I have no bad bones with anybody or bad vibes with anybody or bad vibes, period, in my life. I'm just so in a state of grace right now. I really, like, just being, like, thankful on all levels, just thankful to continue to do what I love, which is to make music. And I get to share it with you guys, which is the beautiful, you know, that's the whole experience. It's like after you make it, then you get to share it. And it's like, yeah, that's the part where the gift just keeps giving, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get it and then you enjoy it, then I get to perform it on stage for you. And it's like, it takes another level, you know what I mean? Because when you see the live, it's just a whole other experience. So, yeah, live shows, I live for live shows. That's pretty much what keeps me busy all the time. You know,
let's move over to Vicky P live with Vicky P show. Vicky, anything you want to ask Mr. John B?
Yes. First of all, thank you so much for John taking the time out to even come on and speak with us.
Pleasure.
You were definitely my era of music. Like when I tell you I rock with your music. And you are definitely R&B. Like now, R&B is not what it used to be when you were stepping on next. And that song, They Don't Know, that's like my favorite because they don't.
You.
Okay. What I want to ask you is what would you tell your younger self?
I would tell my younger self, don't be so trusting to the people that you have so much, admiration for. Like, don't just go in with assuming that everybody is going to have your best interest. Because, you know, just because you can make something happen with someone creatively or, you know what I mean, like you can come up with a good idea with somebody, that doesn't mean that the business behind the idea will be right. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you got to get your business straight. Like, the business is so important. And I know, like, if you're a dreamer like me, someone who likes to come up with, you know, something from nothing and make, like, just make a dream reality. Like, that's what I do, right? So, after you make the song, the real important part of making the song after you make the song is to get the business right with the song, you know, to make sure everybody involved is just 100, being 100. And it's a situation that really benefits you because I think too many artists and too many producers and too many songwriters, they sell themselves short. You know, they think the opportunity is just so amazing. How could this happen to me? You know, I better take it while I can get it type of thing, you know, that they end up selling themselves short. So, yeah, what I would tell my younger self would be, hey, hold tight. You know what I mean? Keep your power, all of that. And just because if this situation comes, another one will come and another one will come. You just don't stop. You know, you keep on doing your best, and then all the opportunities are going to come. So, yeah, just don't sell yourself short. That's all I was saying.
Okay, wow. Thank you.
Again, John B. is in the house. John B., man, before I go to the next person, man, what I want to, you know, after we get everybody in, man, I want to go to, I know you get tired of answering these questions about it, man. When you did a collab with Tupac, you called holy hell about trying to get that out, you know, for radio. Yeah. And, man, you called holy hell for, you know, they were trying to not to put that out at one point. But we're going to hold that.
Yeah.
We're going to hold that so we can talk about that so everybody knows the real reason, you know, how you met Tupac and how it all went down. Tupac was a big fan of yours and you didn't know. And oh yeah, man, I did my research on that. I did my research on y'all too. Oh yeah, we're gonna talk about that.
I was surprised, man, to see how much of a fan he was right away and how amped he was to collaborate when I, you know, finally got to the studio after meeting him at his video shoot for How Do You Want It, the song How Do You Want It with Casey and JoJo. We were all there at the video shoot, and we chopped it up. And, you know, then we started jamming. I started playing some of my tracks. And I started to kind of show him some ideas I had, and he was, like, freestyling over the tracks and all that. I was just loving life. I was just sitting there like, wow, this isn't happening right now.
Grinning from ear to ear, right?
Yeah, you know. And so Casey and JoJo are on the side, like, man, y'all got to get that in the studio, man. You got to get that down, man. That's a hit right there. So, you know, that was just us kind of like the tip of the iceberg, kind of just amping up and being like, you know, oh, man, I can't wait to work, you know. And so by the time we had gotten in the studio, you know, I had hired all this equipment. I had rented all this equipment for the session. So I had my drum machines, I had my synthesizers, I had a vocoder, I had all these different toys, you know, Rhodes, all this stuff to play with so I could write a song for him, you know, put the track together and do the whole thing. But before I started to do the track, I said, do you have anything that you want to play me, man, like any tracks? And he said, yeah, you know, Johnny J., you met him at the video shoot. This is one of his tracks. Let me play some of his tracks. The first track he played me was Are You Still Down, the track for Are You Still Down. And I was like, man, damn all this equipment. We can put all this away. Let's record that right there.
Right.
And literally, I mean, I think the only thing I ended up doing to that song in terms of, like, musically was just add some voice box, a little vocoder, Roger Troutman style, like, background vocals. And then we just started writing to it right away, and the melody of the hook was the first thing that we came up with. We wanted to write a song. We were trying to come up with the concept first, so we were like, what are we going to write about? You know, we were just like, I was like, let's holler back at the ex, you know what I mean? Like, let's holler back at the, you know, the one that you're not with no more, but you still have kind of feelings for, that kind of thing. And he's like, you mean, are you still down? And I was like, oh, what? he just said the title or the name right there. And I was like, what? And so, you know, and then the way we went back and forth as far as the melody and coming up with a melody was a really cool process, because I always knew Tupac as the rapper, not the, you know, the melody guy. But he had a real, real good sense of melody. And so when I was doing my little riffing and coming up with my melodies, he locked into one of my melodies. It's like that right there, like that. Girl is arriving, like that. And he said, do that again. And so I locked in on that, and that ended up being the hook. And but every time I would do it different, he'd say, nah. It goes, girl, it's all right, baby. You know, Tupac, you sing it to me. And I'd be like, what? This is crazy. This guy's producing my vocal right now, you know. So, like, that itself is something I'll never forget. And, you know, I think we finished that song probably about 3 or 4 hours, man. It was so fast. And he made sure any person that came in, because it was the whole Death Row, you know, entourage. We was at Can-Am Studios, and they had, you know, like, full on, like, I mean, it was just like, it was probably 40 people deep up in the studio, man.
John, yeah, back
he
up.
He made
back,
sure everybody knew that it was John B in the studio that night, for sure.
John, back up a little bit when you first got to the studios and you pulled in the driveway. And you saw the rose. What was on the front seat in the car on the front seat.
Yeah, the Rolls Royce sitting there, Burgundy Rolls Royce, man, with my bona fide, my first album was sitting there in the seat on the seat, right there, like plain as day. Like he had just finished playing that joint. And I was just like, man, I was honored, you know, like, because, I mean, he was early, you know, like what artist shows up early, like the same time that the equipment shows up, the rental equipment and the gears all getting there. And I figure I'll show up like 30 minutes, you know, before or whatever, hour before or whatever, just get set up. Tupac's already there. I'm like, yo, this guy's dope, man. So, like, we're vibing, and then he'll tell me, hey, you want to come listen to another song I have going on in the next room over? Because he rented both rooms. So we go over to the next room, and he's playing me To Live and Die in L.A. And his vocal for that. And I'm like, man, this is fire. What is this? This is my new shit, man. And I'm like, oh, golly. You know, so this is all a pleasure to speak about, you know, thinking back to it, because it all really happened to me, you know. But thinking about it is surreal, man. It's like a movie to me. You know, it always is when I think about it, because it's been so long. But at the same time, I feel like it was just yesterday, thinking about all these memories, you know. Rest in peace, the home. Rest in power, the homeboy. You know what I mean? Tupac Shakur.
Because after
family, Afeni and all that, you know.
Yeah, after you guys did that song, y'all became tight up until his death. You know, when he died in '96, correct? Y'all were pretty close.
We were close in the sense of like his mother told me that, you know, she never got to really hear his music too much until it was like a hit on the radio, because he wasn't like, mom, look at this new song. Like, you know, he just didn't do that with his mom. Like, and she said that, but when he did Are You Still Down, like he literally let her hear it. He was like, look what I did, mom, you know? And it was something that he was proud to show his mom, which I always, she told me herself, you know what I mean? That we had a build at her house. She invited me to her house one time, Afeni Shakur, after his memorial. Mm-hmm. And I was able to really chop it up with moms, and she let me know, no, my son wanted that song to come out, so that's the reason why it's out, you know what I mean? And hence the reason why his first release, the name of his album, the first album that she dropped after his passing was called Are You Still Down? So, because that was the last song that he recorded.
Mm.
Yeah, man. It's always like a beautiful thing to speak about. At the same time, it gets my chest tight, man. I'm like,
right.
I'm talking about my boy here, you know.
Yeah,
but at the same time,
yeah.
Nothing. I don't believe in that. In you know that when we're gone, we're really gone. I feel like me honoring him the way I do, he's only smiling on me. You know what I mean? He's proud of me, and he's gonna always be my guardian angel. You know what I mean? Someone's making sure that things are going right behind the scenes. You know. So
we got the one and only John B is in the house right here on the Hilltop Radio Show again. John, thank you, man, for allowing us to get close to you, and you taking time out of your schedule and joining us here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Still got some more people want to ask questions.
Yes.
Miss Sandy, anything you want to ask Mr. John B?
Sure. Hello, sir. How are
Hello.
You? Thanks for coming to speak
Hello.
With us. You know, I really
commend
you for speaking about your wife and your children. That really set a spot for me. It really did. And I heard you say you were thinking about writing a book. Write a book. I wrote a book, and it takes you back to whenever this happened, whenever that happened. But once you write your book, you'll always have that. You can give that away. You don't have to tell that story over and over again. You can just give a person your book. So let me encourage you.
You know,
write your book.
I'm working on it. I'm literally working on it.
Oh, wow.
I know. I need to get that done like yesterday for sure.
Look, so I can say, I encourage John B to write a book.
Yeah.
All right. Brandy Martin, she's tuned in from Chicago. Talk to us, Brandy.
Yeah.
How you doing, John? Blessings, blessings. Thank you for allowing me, Sean, to be a part of this interview with such a legend. Such a legend. Your music is still as if it came out yesterday. I heard you speak about the Bonafide album. Let's talk about Pretty Girl and Someone to Love. Those were like the songs of the year. I'm actually from your era as well. I'm speaking on behalf of It's For You Radio here based in Chicago. Shout out to our station owner, that girl Olivia. But my question for you is, what do you think R&B is missing today? And what would you tell new artists that are coming into this business direction and how to stick? Because back in the day, you told a story. And I see, on my opinion, that's what we're missing today. But I would love to know what you think.
I agree. I think the missing element of the music right now is really telling the story, like you said, but also putting a little bit of the heartfelt feelings that R&B has always been about. Like, the tradition of R&B music is always singing about love, singing about, now it might be love gone wrong, right? It might be pain in love. It might be a sad story, or it might be a happy story, or it might be a sexy story, or it might be a whatever. But my whole thing is that we got to get back to the element of being able to be a real person in this world, like with real feelings, instead of it all being about punchlines and metaphors and it being about a bunch of game. Because right now we got the swag and we got the game and we got the lingo and we got all that. All the icing is on the cake, but there's no cake. You know what I mean? I need some substance. I need some real something to sink my teeth into and chew on. Because if it's just icing, to me, it's not going to resonate the same, and it's just going to be just what I'm not. I don't know. To me, like, the main thing that I'm looking for to update in my writing is to look for everything that the kids have right now, which is they got the way to, like, you know, spice the song up lyrically and make it all have punchlines and have plenty colorful words, you know what I mean, metaphors and this and that, describe whatever.
Exactly.
But what you're missing, though, is just the meat and potatoes of what songwriting is about, which is tell your truth, man. Say something that it might be an everyday situation, you know what I mean, that everybody goes through, but nobody really talks about. You know what I mean? Or if you do hear him talking about it, not in the song, it's like they're literally talking about it, and, you know, I'm just in the conversation. So don't be afraid to just go back to the truth of the matter. You know, and let's tell a little bit more truth to each other right now. That's what I want to say. Mm-hmm. That's what R&B needs a dose of. It's just a little bit more of what it's always been about, which is truth, man, you know?
Wow.
Well, I really thank you for that, because I think everyone needed to hear that, include all of us on the line. And I'm just grateful for the opportunity to be able to talk to you and hope that you have something new coming out. And we would love to interview you here on It's For You Radio in Chicago. And I thank you, Sean, for this opportunity.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Let's do this, John. Let's play this song, Waiting On You. And then we'll come back, and we got a couple more ladies that want to ask questions, and get everybody's opinion on your new jam, man. How about that? How about you go ahead and shout the song out, and we'll play it. Go ahead and shout your song out, brother.
All right, everyone. Well, this is my brand new record that I've written for your ears, your listening pleasure. I hope you enjoy it. It's been a long time, almost 10 years since my last one, so it's really good to be back. It's called Waiting On You, featuring my good brother Tank, the legend of R&B himself. All right, check it out.
when I finally get you face to face. Crazy how it's always on time, even when it's always late. Only you can make the clock stand still, but never let time go to waste.
Not at all, bro. No, do your thing. I don't want to cut this show short.
No. You guess the honor, man. After that, when they all hail the king. Go ahead, bro.
All respect, bro. Thank you. I'm glad y'all enjoyed that, man. Thank you. So it's so good to be back with new music. I tell you that, man. And to share the, you know, the opportunity with my man Tank. You know, he was so kind to me to be. Well, first of all, to have me on his podcast, R&B Money. We chopped it up on there real, real good, and that was a real, you know, dope hanging out with him. Always, it's a great hang with my brother Tank. But, you know, I was excited to play him the new song because I wanted to get his feedback, and I was really inspired by Tank over, you know, however long he's been an artist. I mean, he's always been an inspiration for me. So, you know, when I played it for him, I said, man, you know, you're part of this, man. He's part of this, you know, the recipe for this song because, you know, you're a big influence on me. And so he said, let me check it out.
And he heard it, and he was like, yo, I got to be on this. And I was like, what? I was like, what? Are you serious, man? Like, for real, bro? Like, come through. Let's make it happen. And he came through, man. He laced the bridge. He put a bridge on it. He didn't want to change anything. He was just so complimentary. And it really makes me, you know, it's an honor for me. It lets me know that I'm doing my thing when a guy like Tank comes in and you know, and vouches for everything I'm doing and just kind of lets me know, I don't want to change anything. I'll add some piano, you know, that piano that you hear, that lovely piano on there. That's Tank playing piano on there.
Oh, wow.
And the track itself was, you know, something that I sat down with my man Brady, and he had the track for me, and I started writing the song, and I wrote the verse, first verse, I wrote the hook, I wrote the second verse, all in one sitting, just one day, you know, like, it wasn't the kind of thing where I wrote a little bit, came back to it, wrote a little bit, no, it was just one train of thought from beginning to end, and I love that song, man. So that was the song I really wanted to, I was looking forward to sharing with y'all, man.
I'm gonna say this, man. That piano part, that's the panty drop right there. That's where they're dropping the panties right there.
it's a beautiful thing, that piano, because what that does for me is allows me to do it live too, because I'm a pianist and I play all my songs and stuff. So every song I play, you know, behind the keys, if I'm not moving around the stage, I'm behind the keys. And this is a great song to play behind the keys. You know, I can do it unplugged and play it just piano and vocal. You know, it's just a beautiful way to hear the song too. So.
Well, John, I'm getting a lot of people hitting me up. We're going to have to do a Double Chocolate. Go ahead and tell us how, you know, go ahead and tell me what to do. You know how you do it.
DJ Shaw, play that shit again.
Anytime, John, me, I wait, I wait, I wait on you, your love.
Top 40 right there. That's billboards. That's got to be billboards.
Thank you.
Top 40,
man. Thank you
so
much, man.
We got to get these deep. We got to get these radio stations playing this song like every hour on the hour. Man, this song deserves radio play, man.
Let's go.
And I'm going
to
push it.
We would love to play it in Chicago. We would love to play it.
Well, you know, I'll get it to you, Brandy. I'll get it to you by Cash App. No, I'm just playing.
I got you. It's worth the Cash App. It's worth the Cash App.
All right.
John, we got one. Robin, anything you want to ask John real quick?
People, those shows that you were on, were they trying to clown you, or they did clown you? They should have done their homework. Put some respect on it, because you were raised in the game, not even in the game. Okay, so weren't both of your parents as well?
I'm sorry, I didn't follow. I got it.
Yeah, you were breaking up, Robin, real bad. Yeah.
Are you there?
I think she asked, were both of his parents musicians?
Oh yeah.
Oh okay. Yeah. Can you hear me good?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. Both of my parents were musicians, which is a really big deal for me in terms of like the household. Growing up in a musical household, kind of like growing up in an athletic household, like where we, you know, everybody takes sports seriously. In my house, my father made us play an instrument. So
whether
I was into it or not, you know, so we all grew up very seriously, you know, musically involved with, like, for me, it was piano was my instrument and the drums. So I mastered both of those instruments, you know, by the time I was probably like 10 years old. So, yeah.
Okay.
Music has always been just our whole thing. Yeah, as a family.
So how old were you when you realized that you wanted to write songs? And what was the first song that you wrote? Do you remember?
Well, the first song I wrote, I remember it. I wrote a lot of songs, but I think the one that really comes to mind was a song that is a funny song I wrote called Caroline, and it had no real meaning. It was just a funny little song about me liking a girl and just putting her name in a song. And it all starts with, like, something, like, as innocent as that, you know what I mean, where it starts off as a joke and something that, you know, you kind of get good at. You're like, wow, this is more than a joke, actually. This is actually something I like to do. So little poems or little ideas that you might write down end up being songs later the more that you do it, you know? And so when I started out in third grade, writing songs was a little different than when I was in sixth grade. By the time I got to sixth grade, I was ready to share it in the town, so, you know, show my friends and whatnot. You know?
Oh, wow.
Okay, just kind of kept on going.
So how do you – can you describe or explain the process of you've got this idea in your head, and then it forms how does it go from an idea in your head to a complete song that we're all making babies to and dropping panties to and all that? Can you explain that?
I can't explain that last part, but I will tell you.
Well, you know, his wife is there.
But I will say that as far as how it starts, usually for me it starts with a rhythm, you know, just like a heartbeat. You know, without the heartbeat, you wouldn't have anything to support the body around it. So you start with the heart, and then you build the body around the heartbeat. So the beat would start, and then I would kind of get the beat going. So I'd play musical parts on top of the rhythm. And then the music part is kind of like the feeling for the song. So that really evokes the feeling for what I'm gonna write about. Like, what am I going to theme of this song that I'm going to write about? And usually it's the music that really inspires that process. You know, that's the process, is the music inspiring what I'm going to write about. And so I just kind of marinate and meditate on the music, and I let the words kind of come to me. And it's really about how I'm feeling that day. So, yeah.
Go ahead, Robin.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, John.
Go ahead, Robin.
Yeah, well, whether you're singing or talking, I'm absolutely mesmerized and inspired too. Matter of fact, I'm gonna go for that high note. Want to hear it?
No. Not tonight. We don't want to run John away and say I'm not coming back on that show no damn more.
Thank you,
John. For the people that are listening, and that are on with us, where can they follow you at? Where can they go follow your social media? Where can they follow you at?
Well, just so you don't get me mixed up with any other John B's out there, I'm Official John B, and that's Official JONB on all social media platforms and Instagram and all that, you know, TikTok, all that. So, and then as far as the new music is out right now, Tank, and I have a song Waiting on You that is available right now on iTunes and all digital platforms. So we want people to go out and support that as well. And the new album will be following in the spring. We're basically done. I'm finishing up my last mix with DJ Quick in the studio, as a matter of fact. And lots of features on this album. I won't say lots, but for an independent album that I came, you know, that I paid for out of my own pocket, every aspect, from the videos to the recording of the album to the touring, I mean, everything is bankrolled by me. So with that being said, you know, to get four major artists on my album, the feature, you know, was a major blessing for Tank to be on the album, like he did, for Donnell Jones to be on the album, like he did.
Rick Ross.
He's featured on a song called Rick Ross is on the album. Alex Isley is on the album.
That's what I waited for, Alex Isley, man. She did Paradise, man. Let me tell you.
Yeah,
I love her voice,
yeah,
man.
You're going to love the record we did together. It's a really, really beautiful song. And she's a beautiful person, beautiful voice. Lovely to work with her. She came to the house, and a lot like the Tank situation. She just loved what I was bringing to the table, and she didn't want to change nothing. She went right with my flow, and I was so complimented by that. Anytime an artist comes through and sees the vision, that's the ideal situation. So, yeah, Alex Isley. It's all about Alex Isley. Love her. Yeah, so I want everybody to definitely check this new album. It's entitled Waiting on You is the name of the album. So, yeah.
I got someone else I want to ask a question. Letitia?
Yes, I want to, you know, since you have spanned all of these decades in music, I want to know what you think the pros and cons of the industry are right now. Like, what's, like, you love so much about the industry, right now that was different like 20, 30 years ago and what you could do without?
Well, I'd like to go back to people buying music again. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I remember what it was like to have people buy my music for real. Like, not rent it. You know what I mean? Like, it's like this is almost like it reminds me of like those things we used to back in the 90s, early 90s. You used to have cable, but you could see you could see like special cable that you would pay for would all of a sudden show up on your TV because you paid for it. It reminds me like that, but it wasn't like you never owned the movie, but it would come up on your camera. Like, I like the idea of us owning something when we buy it, when we pay for it, like we have something tangible to have in our hands. So like when you bought a CD back in the day, you would open the CD up, you would read the lyrics, you would read you would see the credits, who played what instruments, who produced what. Who mixed it? You know, I mean, all these things are very fascinating. And if you're a music lover like me, you miss those elements of the music, you know, all the visuals. But I will say, we also, with that being said, on the other side of the coin is the fact that I have such a beautiful relationship with my fans. That's so transparent. You know what I mean? I'm able to communicate with y'all in a different way that I never was able to communicate like this in the 90s, you know what I mean? So you got to love that in terms of, like, if I could get a message to you in a heartbeat on TikTok without asking any, like, networks or anybody to give me permission, like, literally I could just tell you whatever, that's a different, you know, that's a different mountain to stand on and shout whatever you're shouting rather than in the 90s where you had to pay for radio, you have to, you know, and you still do got to pay for radio and all that. And nothing's changed in terms of that part, but it just in terms of all the tools that we have to be able to move whatever it is that we're trying to tell the world about, I think we have a lot more tools now to do so. So that's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, John, man, I've been a fan. Even when you came out, I'm even more of a fan now because you're down to earth. There's no, you know what I mean? Your vibe is
Thank
your
you.
Vibe. You don't have no ego and you know what I mean? You're just like, you know, like when I watch other interviews with you, other people that interview you with you, I'm like, wow, he's the same in each interview. He doesn't have a chip on his shoulder. He's not, you know, you don't act like you're better than nobody else, man. You the same old person, man. And you keep being the same old person, man, till it's time you hang the pen up, man. And just know
that's what
you
I
have
got.
A lot of fans over here, man. We appreciate you, man. We love you. And you deserve every flower that you get. Real talk.
Absolutely. Oh, man, what a blessing to speak with you guys today, man. It's really charged my batteries, man. My spirit is full right now. Like I'm super receiving everything that y'all sending me, man, and thank you. You're lighting up my heart, man. So appreciate y'all, man. I love y'all, man. Thank you.
I love you,
John,
too.
John, at this time, man, I want to take 5 minutes of your time before we let you go. And I want to play an artist music for you. Is that okay? Is that okay for you? Damn. Fucking call drop. Hold on, y'all. Shit. Damn devil. Goddamn devil. like the white people say, goddamn devil. Let's see.
Well, at least we got a new summer song.
Yeah. What we'll do is I was gonna play Antonio's song "Addicted." I know it's like 20 minutes. Let me see if I can get him back, yo. Hold on, just bear with me. Somebody can sing "Kumbaya." Hold on, John. I'm gonna get you back in. Hold on. Give me a second.
Kumbaya.
How about Jeremiah was a bullfrog? I helped him drink his wine.
Only Robin Lynn, y'all.
That kumbaya sounds good right now.
All right, we got him back on, y'all. All right, here we go. John, you there? Did I? Oh, hold on. John, you there?
Yeah, hey, sorry about that.
Oh, it was probably on my end. I think the double.
Oh, okay.
We were giving you so much flowers, man. The devil didn't like it, so he had to do something about it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He is alive tonight. We got you. We got you back, John. I have an artist. I want to play a song. Play a song for you, if that's okay with you, and give your opinion on it, if you don't mind.
Sure.
All right.
Happiness. You'll never ever have to wonder about my love.
want without your love. I need your love. Yes, I do. I need you. I need you.
All right, that's Mr. John B. That's Antonio Magaha, Addicted, and he is on with us tonight.
I like it. I like it. That was beautiful. That was really dope.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we know it's going to be Valentine's Day in the Magaha house tonight.
Magaha.
Yes, man. Appreciate that.
John, again, man, we thank you for taking time out of your schedule and joining us tonight, man. And I'll make sure that all the DJs and all the radio stations that I network with get your single ASAP. And let's get you out there, man.
Thank you.
Where's your next performance at, real quick? Where are you performing at next?
Where is my next performance at? Let's see. Los Angeles, actually, the 23rd, March 23rd in L.A.
All right. L.A. Well, Johnny, anything you want to say before we let you go, my brother, and thank you for almost 2 hours showing us some love, man. I hope we satisfy your needs tonight. I hope we gave you everything that we could throw at you and you accept it.
Oh, yes. No, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, bro. And everyone, thank you, everyone, for all your questions and your comments.
Seattle, John?
I'm sorry?
Are you coming to Seattle?
I'm sure I am. Absolutely. Seattle is always on the list for places I have to stop, you know what I mean, and check in with my fam. So absolutely. Don't have a date to give you at this moment, but consider it done. Absolutely.
Yes,
make sure you get that booking information.
We got Double Chocolate, anything you want to say? I'm sorry.
John B., I just want you to say my name. Say Double Chocolate.
Double Chocolate. Chocolate, Double Chocolate, Double Chocolate.
Ooh.
Love you guys, man. Thank you again. Thank you again.
It's been an honor.
All right. Thank you. All right, you
on
guys.
On his mind, thank you.
Yes, sir. All right, y'all, that's John B. I just want to thank you guys that accepted the invitation, Al, Letitia. I know you're saying, I got to go. I know you're looking at that clock because I know you got to get up early in the morning and go to work, you and Antonio. Vicky, thank you. Robin, thank you, Robin. And, of course, the Hilltop All-Stars, I appreciate you guys for doing what you guys do. Brandy, as you as well, thank you for coming on. And, this night is a special night, not only for me, but for everybody. Because, again, you know, when we get these big artists on, you guys can believe that you guys are going to be part of what we're doing here. And it's just love and respect for everybody that's on this line tonight. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, appreciate the invitation.
And
yeah,
Vicky,
always.
And Vicky P and Brandy as well. I'm gonna make sure you guys get Antonio's information and get him on you guys' show as well too, along with Mike and Scrap Iron and the rest of the people as well. Al's been on Vicky's show. I'm sorry.
He has to come back.
Okay. Al, you heard that right. And as Al is somebody that can work up in your area as well too, Brandy. Yeah, his
that's
music,
amazing.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Si, you know I am like the connect the dot person. Every single person on this line and anyone that's potentially listening, it's for you. We'd love to play your music. If you're an indie artist, we would love as well to interview anyone who is doing their big one. So just keep that in mind.
Thank you.
I ain't doing shit if I can't hit that high note.
Son, let her hit the high note one time.
No, and then I gotta let
like
double
Twinkie.
Chocolate.
Don't hit that.
Then I gotta let double chocolate hit her high note. Then all the dogs around the world gonna be howling. let's do this real quick. Al, let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media, my brother.
Follow me at on my website, www.hisaldavis.com, my Facebook artist page, at Official Al Davis, regular Facebook, His Al Davis, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all His Al Davis, and at Vivo, Al Davis, Official Vivo. And if you pull me up on Google me, Al Davis, and you're going to see another Al Davis. That's a billionaire. So just put gold fingers, Al Davis.
Oh. All right, Double Chocolate, let everybody know where they can follow you at.
You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at RiseMarie. Snapchat at Queen Rosemarie. You can follow me on Madame Marie's Candle Shop if you need spiritual advice, candle, sage, all that good stuff. If you want to get your freak on, get your man, turn them off, turn them on, get your Yanni theme, body contour, personal training, toys, you name it, I got it at Kinky Cos. It's your one-stop shop. And make sure you listen to me on the baddest show on the Hilltop Radio. Which is Love After Dark, and that's on Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Central, 10 Eastern, and I will have Mr. Laid Back on Sunday night.
All right.
And my cast up here.
Oh, Lord. Miss Letitia Dorsey McGahy, thank you, sweetheart, for all you do on Wednesday nights, and thank you for being a part of the show tonight. I know it's hurting you. I'll buy you lunch tomorrow. You know, thank you.
Oh boy, listen. If y'all knew what was going on in the educational world, but anybody who wants to follow me, you can follow me at Becoming Excellent B. I have a website, becomingexcellentb.com, Becoming Excellent B Facebook. Or you can follow me, Letitia Dorsey, on Facebook, and LD Jams on Instagram. But hope you guys can tune in tomorrow night for our show. Tomorrow night's going to be informational, and we have a good time. So.
Oh, yeah. And again, thank you. And also, Antonio, man, thank you for being a part of the show as well, man. Let everybody know where they can follow you at, where they can get that song Addicted. Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Tonio'sMusic.com is my website. That's T-O-N-I-O-S, music.com. On IG, I am at Tonio's Music. And if you're interested in being a part of the men's group, that would be Mandatory Adjustments 2024 on Instagram. Yep.
All right. And Miss Vicky, I appreciate you for being on the show tonight. Let everybody know where they can follow you at and who you got on your show coming up.
Okay. You guys can follow me on Facebook, Live with Vicky P, Instagram, Live with Vicky P, YouTube, Live with Vicky P. My show is on every Monday and Wednesdays at 8 p.m. And I interview artists, entrepreneurs, nonprofits, businesses, promote, you name it, I do it all. And on Wednesday, I have a Southern Soul artist by the name of Audio. And it's always a vibe on the
All right. Appreciate you, Vicky, as always. Thank you. And I'll make sure you get Antonio's and Scrap and those. And also, Sandy would be a good interview as well. She would be a good. I'll send your sister everybody's information because I know you don't need sending it to her. You know, you got to send it to me. Yeah, so I'll make sure you get it. All right. All right, Robin. Robin, thank you for taking time out of your schedule because I know it's past your bedtime. Let everybody know where they can follow you at.
Well, you know, I was thinking I'm going to broaden my horizon, start hanging out over at Al's OnlyFans. So you can follow me on Al's OnlyFans, where be that word, wherever that is. And then I like that hand app. Matter of fact, I don't even need no app. Just hand the cash over to me directly. All right, just reach in that pocket and just pass it over here then. And other than that, I want everyone on Roku, I want you to go in Roku and install I Am Streaming Live. And then in the Play Store, in the Apple Play Store, and in the Google Play Store, I want you to install I Am Streaming. I've got all the movies, and the Hilltop Radio Show is on there. We've got 30 different TV channels and stations on there. Check it out, okay? And remember, the independent artists, send us your music to viveliveradio@gmail.com, and you'll get into the independent artist rotation on Vive Live Radio. And don't forget Sean's Cash App.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Thank you, Robin. Let's see, we're going down the line. Money Mike. Let everybody know where they can follow you at.
Yes, sir. As always, you can follow me on all social media at It's UNG Music. That's ITSUNGMUSIC. Here on the Hilltop Radio Show with DJ Sean and the Hilltop All-Stars. Or the website at newungmusic.com.
All right. Miss Brandy, all the way from Chi-Town, one of Chi-Town's finest. Thank you for being part of the show. I know we're going to be talking tomorrow. Let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media.
Okay, if you would like to follow me, this is your girl, Big Red, 2D's the long way, baby. And if you ever been to the Shy, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You can also follow me at It's For You Radio. That's the number 4, It's For You Radio. You artists, sending all your music to It's For You Radio @gmail.com. You can find me at Brandy Martin. Instagram, follow my smile, _R-E-D. You can find me at
Yeah, I'm out. Al taking over. Sorry about that, y'all.
I see Al, you cut on in, but just in case they didn't know, you can find me in Chicago, Brandy Martin, on Facebook. And all artists, please send in your music to itsforyouradio@gmail.com.
All right, moving on down the line. Miss Sandy, let everybody know we're going to follow you at, and thank you for being the newest member of the Hilltop All-Stars.
Thank you. You can follow me on Facebook at Sandy, S-A-N-D-E-Y, Green, G-R-E-E-N-E, and my alopecia page is Don't Stare, Just Ask, #alopecia. My Instagram is fearless_woman68.
All right. And the one and only Scrap Iron, Scrap Lover.
What's happening, my brother? Yeah, you can find your boy at Scrap Iron for God on Instagram. You can reach out to me on Facebook at Carl Sanders. And, of course, on the Hilltop Radio Show with DJ Sean and the rest of my Hilltop family. Get at you, boy.
Yes. What's up, my brother?
Just love you guys. Last night's show was awesome show, whoever missed it. Come find out. Just let you guys, artists, know that Death Row has changed completely over there. They are now mix and variety as far as signing artists to the label. Gospel, R&B, hip-hop, rap. Yeah. So we had a pleasure to have two of the representatives on, and they're going to be on next month's industry night. They will be on next month's industry night, where I'll be bringing some of the artists to the show and playing their music in front of the industry. Going to return with that next month, and Al is going to be part of that show as well because of his background in the industry, working with Cameo, SOS Band, and some of the hottest gospel groups in the business as well. So he deserves his flowers, and he deserves to be in the mix with other great producers and things like that. Anybody else got anything they excuse me, want to say? Anything? Any advice? Any words of encouragement? Because you know, I notice mental health is really running rapid, and it's really not only it's really running rapid, but it's also messing with friends, family, loved ones as well too. And I think I'm going to do a big huge show on mental health and how we can help these people with issues, because that's another night. I ain't going to get into that shit tonight. Never mind. Anybody got anything they want to say? Because I could get into something, but I am not going to do it tonight. Anybody got any words of encouragement for anybody out there listening? Anything?
I would say before I sign off, you know, just take care of yourself, you know. I work in a school, and the young people are watching us. And they're still picking up the habits that we have. So, you know, if you need to take care of yourself, if mental health, physical health, all of your health, you know, take care of it so the young people, they'll know what to do.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah.
And it goes back to self-care. If you don't take care of yourself, how can you take care of anyone else? So self-care is very important.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
All right. Well, I will say from a quote from one of my childhood favorite shows. While I get off of here, you're never completely dressed till you put on a smile. Keep it, you know, pass it around. And you folks have a wonderful night.
And you do the same, my brother.
Al, anything you want to say, Big Al?
I just want to make sure just make sure as John B. said, and this goes for everything, everybody that's around you really is not supporting you the way that you think they are. And I'm not speaking of just music. I'm just speaking of any type of way, friendship, whatever. Trust in God, that's where it all. So that's what we trust. So it's careful of your surroundings. You're looking in the face of something that a monster don't realize.
Right. Because you know, the devil hates to see things going on like this tonight. Different people coming together, having fun, music, and and you know, and just being ourselves. The devil doesn't like this, and the devil uses individuals to try to disrupt good things that are going on. You know what I mean? And
right.
Don't allow that to influence your mind. And 1 minute you're saying, "Oh, you're the best at what you do. Thank you," and then as soon as you shut the door, I'm mad with this person, but I'm going to take it out on you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, mm-hmm. people hide in sheep's clothing and things like that. Just you know, be yourself and just know who's for you and who's not for you. Honestly, that's and I have to look at myself in the mirror too, because I'm nice as hell, and I have to because that's the way I was raised. That's the way that God made me to be nice, help everybody that you can help, and that's what I do. Yeah. So on that note, anybody else got anything to say? Letitia, you can go ahead and go, Letitia, because I don't want, you know what I mean, you beat me up tomorrow night. Yeah.
I'll blame you tomorrow.
Oh,
when
damn.
When I'm snapping at the kids. I'm just joking. All right, y'all have a good night.
You too.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, man. No, thank you, you and Antonio, for being a part of it. I appreciate you guys. Yeah, I appreciate you. We'll talk.
All right, good night, y'all. Good
yes.
Night.
Just to let you guys know, we're working on, well, it was two R&B artists, big-time artists coming for next month. We also got, you know, speaking of Tank, I got Tank's new music tonight, and I put a talk with his PR people, and we're working on the date for next month for Tank to come on and celebrate his, you know, him in the industry and breaking his new song Before We Get Started featuring Fabulous. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. So we're going to get on out of here with Al Davis's, one of my favorites, Pretty Fine Thing. You guys have an awesome night. Yeah, this is a good song.
Goodbye.
Y'all need to listen to this. The video is awesome and everything. Yes, Al Davis. Al, where can I get your music at again real quick, brother?
All digital outlets. Wherever there's a digital outlet is.
All right. Al's in the studio right now. He's in the cave right now.
You already know it. And as a matter of fact, while you playing John B's song, I learned the whole song.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Al was producing back when Jesus was walking and giving us the word. Yeah. Yep. All right, you guys have an awesome night. Oh, Scrap, you was with him, Scrap. Yeah.
Hey, Round Table Records, baby. Last Supper production.
All right, y'all have a good night, boy.
All right, you too, bro.
Roundtable Records. Somebody gonna steal that tomorrow on social media. Roundtable.
Hey, I'm gonna go right now and buy the domain name.
I would advise you to do that.
Yes, indeed.
Somebody gonna be playing that tomorrow. Me having to go into the shirt place to get t-shirts made. We're here, my new record label. All right, y'all have a good night, man.
All right, brother.